All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as we'll get some headlines here this second hour of the show. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Miami Marlins, they had an afternoon win yesterday against the Texas Rangers 4-2. I don't know what else can be said about Otto Lopez and the season that he's having right now. I mean, the guy has been absolutely incredible. He's obviously going to Philadelphia as a all-star. If he didn't, I mean, that's a crime. I mean, that would be that would be an absolute catastrophe if he wasn't. But there's no way that he's not going to because of how he's played this season. He's been unbelievable for the Fish, and another multi-hit day, including a two-run homer yesterday to finish off that series, and the Marlins get themselves another series win after starting.
Three over,
42-39.
You know, the Marlins infield, the middle guys, they have the highest WAR in the league.
What is it good for?
Huh?
What?
The highest WAR, whatever that is. I was just looking at a stat.
Win over replacement.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, though. Thank you for bringing the stat, dude.
Yeah. I just saw
They've had a very good season. They're a very good duo.
How long can this last? I'm just asking because, you know how the season started and then they got – they started really going in June. Guys been hitting well. The pitching's been hanging on.
We're halfway through the season.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't think you could call things flukes.
I'm not calling it a fluke. I'm just saying that with the way they've been able to patch up with the pitching and the guys coming back and mm-hmm. and stuff like that, with the hitting, with the fielding, is the pitching going to come around to where we can get more consistency, or they're just going to be able to do it like this?
I think that they are probably still the third best team in their division,
which is crazy.
So I think that they're going to have to do it the hard route, probably through a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no reason to believe they can't keep this up, because I got to be honest with you. I think they've gotten here without a lot of guys that they've expected to produce still not quite being there. And I think that the fact that they've really been carried by two guys who, yeah, were good, solid contributors for them last year, but these guys in Otto Lopez and Xavier Edwards have been the heartbeat of the mm-hmm. team. They had the incredible start from Liam Hicks, which I think took everybody by surprise. And, yeah, he's cooled off a little bit. No surprise. Now he's hurt. Back issues. But they thankfully have gotten, a really, really impressive showing, because he's looking super comfortable at the big leagues now in Joe Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Mack, came up here. Obviously, there were going to be some early struggles. He's a rookie, but he looks very settled in. Everybody says that, when he really locks in, he's gonna be able to hit the snot out of the baseball out of the park. We're starting to see that power come through. But we mentioned this going into the Rangers series, Kyle Stowers really hasn't been Kyle Stowers this mm-hmm. entire season, and now right. he's starting to look like he's got all that rust of having the injuries.
So actually, it looks like they might be getting better.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So I don't necessarily think this is improbable that the Marlins keep it up. The fact that they went through their most adverse time of the season with losing all the pitchers that they did, and they played their best baseball, that to me, though he has cost me parlays, I got to give it up to Clayton McCullough, because
right.
he has been able to right the ship and keep things steady. I also, I will say, he's gotten away from the nonsense. Thankfully,
lefty, righty.
Well, we've just gotten rid of a lot of bums. I mean, we did this early in the season. They tried reviving some careers, and they were just they were sunk. They were sunk options. Like, there was no point in putting guys like that out there. And they've gotten away with that. They've gotten away from that. Like, just put our best guys out there. Let's figure it out. If you got to tweak things every now and then, cool. But I think that there's very few guys out there that I'm like, oh. So if they got to have an Heriberto in there, that guy's a good player. Like, he's going to come through for you every now and then. You know I love Javier Sanoja. he's always in the right place. He's always making the right plays. Is he always got, you know, the greatest numbers? No, but there are some guys that just have the flair for it, whether it's big moments, big defensive plays. If there's any guy that could really be an X factor for them, if I look at them and I just don't know what to expect from him, because maybe we were just blinded by a hot start, it's Jacob Marcy. Like, that's the guy to me. We came into this year probably thinking, hey, this guy's going to be their best all-around player, and he just hasn't been.
Right.
And if they could get anything, if, like, he gets a reset once we get to the All-Star break and gets on the right path, that to me is like, okay, now we're talking about a serious team here. But I don't know, man. I don't think that this is a fluke. I think the fact that they went through their most adverse times and have had their best month, and now they got Ayuri back. You know, Sandy's going to be Sandy. You know the reliability. Max Meyer's been incredible. Tyler Phillips has been solid for them. If he ends up going back to the bullpen, you know, you may have an even better weapon there if there are bad nights. So now he could go take up some innings. You've kind of stretched him out a little bit. Fairbanks has kind of gotten his bleep together, which is nice after a tough first impression on Marlins fans. I don't know, man. I don't know if they're contenders, but they're a rock solid team right now. There's not a lot of these guys are out of games or bums unless they're playing the Phillies. That's it.
Is that crazy?
If they play the Phillies, they don't look like they belong on the same field with them. But everybody else,
here's what they've done: they swept the Yankees earlier in the year, right? They've beaten every other team.
Tampa, L.A.
L.A. can't get past.
Can't get past the Phillies, but right. That's okay. You know. Hopefully they could get. Now they still have. How many more games they got against Philly? What, they got like two more series against them? So, you know, in the second half of the season, they're going to start. They got to go into this. They're going to have a long road trip coming up. They got Philly. Where the hell do the Athletics play now, Jennifer? Do they still play in Sacramento? Where do they play?
Anaheim?
I have no idea. Are they playing in Sacramento still?
Sacramento. Yep.
Is this the second? When do they get to go to Vegas? When is that thing going to be built?
They were just tearing it down last time we were there.
2028.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were just tearing it down.
They are scheduled to officially move to Vegas.
Remember where they put the tent?
Yeah.
For Floyd and Conor McGregor?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's going. The stadium's going right there. And they tore down, what is the Circus Circus.
Yeah, but the Marlins are going on this road trip, and you got, you know, St. Louis is a good team, but then you got A's are under 500, and then the Rockies stink. So they got a chance to have a nice little fat road trip if they could, and that'll be an interesting thing to check out for sure. So good on them, man. Good on them, mm-hmm. And great to get Perez back as well. That was huge for the Fish. Can you give us a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting? Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today.
Partly cloudy. Winds are barely moving. I'm going to guess they're coming out of the southeast at about 5, maybe 10 miles an hour. It is 85, 90 degrees already. And it looks just excruciatingly hot. I mean, just everything looks hot. Everything. And it'll probably rain at some point on your way home, because that's what it does.
Okay. There you go. He's a golfer.
I'm going to say it rains every day. I don't give a crap what the weatherman says in South Florida in June. That means every evening.
It was scary driving
rain.
Home yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday
every
was
evening
a
rough. Expect rain.
Dude, I love how it's raining everywhere minus where it's supposed to be.
Yesterday.
I told you why. That's
I know, but
that.
It's annoying. It's frustrating.
It's the Forest Philly Shell. I'm telling you.
It's what?
What?
But don't look at your phone. The smoke from the fire has something to do with why it won't rain there. It really does.
After the show yesterday, it turned super dark outside and stayed like that the entire day.
It didn't rain.
And you know what it did around maybe 6 o'clock? Little sprinkles. A little drizzle. It was so annoying.
Not by me. Woo!
Yesterday was a scary drive home, but also It was scary first off because the World Cup buses were rolling through 95. And
do they shut everything down?
Well, you can't. I mean, there's too many people, but the cops are just yelling at you through the I'm like, is he saying move over?
Yes.
I'm like, I think he's saying move over for, I don't know, I guess it was Brazil or Scotland. I don't know who was rolling through, but obviously, you know, it had to be one of the teams. They were getting the escort.
Guess what? So we were playing Dallas.
Yep.
And usually you have an early bus and a late bus, but for some reason, all the buses went together, right? So or we're driving, and we got the police escort, right? They're whoop, 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 whoop. They block off the thing. A lady tries to make a run for it. The bus hits her. So now we all have to get on one bus. Because there was an accident. This lady tried to go around the cop and got T-boned by the bus. No serious Jeez. Injuries, but it was like, what are you doing?
Whew. That's crazy. If you guys are just tuning in, there was a big NBA trade today.
Is that considered a big trade?
Yeah, that's a big trade. Okay. That's a big trade. Okay. Will it mean that they're contenders? I don't know, but that's a
I mean,
that's a big name trade.
I just see Ant-Man looking at LaMelo going.
I don't worry about Ant-Man because Ant-Man seems really cool with his teammates. But I don't. The coach is a very, he's a no nonsense guy, so I don't know how him and LaMelo are going to get along, but apparently they're trying to make some moves. Like they're feeling the pressure of it. Like this was reported this week that Ant-Man's very frustrated. I think ESPN's Tim McMahon said that been frustrated since they traded Karl Anthony Towns. They did the Towns Randall trade, and the only reason they did that was for money. It's the only reason they did the deal. And you know, they've had an ownership change with A-Rod taking over and the other fella, and you watch Karl Anthony Towns be a reason that a team won a championship. You were in the Western Conference Finals with him. Yeah, that would annoy me as if I was Anthony Edwards.
And then seeing him win a championship.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So there is they're obviously trying to change some things up. Now, there's a report that they're also maybe snooping around Jaylen Brown, which would be interesting because
they gotta give up.
Well, the only guy I think they could give up is Gobert. I don't know how many more picks that they got, but you know, Boston has been looking for a big. Like that's been the big thing. They you know, because they've been going at this with Kata, who's fine.
They just want somebody who can just be a this is your job, you're a big, get rebounds, put backs,
right.
That's it.
Right.
Play some defense.
So I wonder if there's gonna be a swap there, if there's gonna be a Rudy Gobert, Jaylen Brown type of trade, and you have Jaylen Brown with Ant-Man and LaMelo. Yeah, that's true. But the only thing I would wonder with that is, you know, Jaylen Brown seems like he wants. That's not going to be Jaylen Brown's team. You know, that's going to be a lot of guys having the ball.
I don't. You know what? I think we make a bigger deal about that than the players do. Right? I don't think Jaylen and I'll try to take myself and put myself in Jaylen Brown's shoes without knowing how he thinks and think how I would think in that situation. I don't think it's a Jaylen Brown wants to be a number one as much as how could you not see what I've done in the last couple years and almost treat it as if it was insignificant? And I think that's where the problem is. It has nothing to do with Tatum, right? But the organization in the city, after what Jaylen Brown did the last couple years, comes in and says, "Oh, Tatum's back." Like, that has more of the issue. It's not an issue between the two players. And so when people take that as he wants to be a number one, I think we should be looking at it as, why don't they appreciate him like they should? Instead of just looking forward to, oh, Tatum's coming back, now we can win. Because you wouldn't have won the championship without Jaylen Brown.
No, I know. But that's so, what that was going back to my point yesterday is if you're sitting in Brad Stevens' office and you ask about this Giannis thing, and I ask if you're Jaylen Brown, you have to ask Brad Stevens the question, did you ever think about trading Jaylen Brown
or
Jason Tatum for him?
Correct.
Which obviously the answer is no, that it never comes across their mind to trade Jason Tatum, even though he's the one who has
so the organization
injury.
Feels that way. So yeah. That would be a bigger issue with me. It wouldn't be a bigger issue that they want to trade me. They wouldn't be. The bigger issue is, do you think I'm a scrub? If I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm almost insulted that the organization and the fan base in Boston is treating me like I'm a disposable piece, yet you wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for me, not Tatum. See, that's the part that I would have an issue with.
Well, I'm reading some of the other stuff. So it seems like they inquired about Brown, but they went with Ball because Ball was cheaper. So that was the deal. So doesn't seem like that is going to be on the horizon. So we'll see. But they were saying last night during the draft, they said that Jaylen Brown, like the trade talks are happening, like actively. Like there's a lot of people saying he's not going back to the Celtics. And we'll see what their counter is. Because
right. And I would also, when I hear stuff like this, I would at least like to get an indication from the player and not what everybody says it is. Because Jaylen Brown hasn't said, like, first of all, Jaylen Brown and Tatum have not said one negative thing about each other ever, right? So to pit this between those two guys is a little bit unfair.
Yeah, but it's just a professional changing of the guards. Like, you've done everything. You've played. Like, remember Kyrie? Kyrie did this with LeBron. Like, you could have.
He didn't want to be called LeBron's little brother because he thought, like, yeah, I'm one. And very similar, except I'm not going to compare LeBron to Tatum.
Yeah, but you could always be looked at and saying, like, I'm in the best basketball position ever playing with LeBron James, but you're not. Like, you're like, I want to do something else.
Right.
Some guys want to spread their wings a little bit. They don't want to be the guy always overshadowed.
I got you, but I would, yeah, and I would say with Kyrie, LeBron didn't help that. Nope. By calling him little bro, and I took him under my wing, and like, yeah, you don't do that. You if you want to keep your guys there, then you – even though they're not, you treat them as equals.
Take a break here on the program. More to come. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So yesterday, the Panthers, there was some more rumblings about potentially finding their answer at goaltender. And, you know, I don't know how to feel about it. I'm upset about it, you know, because I keep talking. I was talking, you know, it's an interesting
Trust Zito. That's all you could do.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not here to not trust Bill Zito. I'm just saying I am still torn on things. Even if you want to say trust Bill Zito, I'm still torn on things. And
yeah, you can.
The idea of losing Sergei Bobrovsky. Even as good as Connor Hellebuyck theoretically is, you know, bright lights, different things when the cup's on the line. And, you know, and I don't know if I'm going to trust him. I don't know if I'm going to trust him. Even if he ends up on the Panthers, I don't know if I'm going to trust him until he's hoisting Lord Stanley, you know. And you
listen, I'm familiar with your work.
You're not familiar with my work.
I'm familiar with your work, right? I mean, you're also the same guy who said, I don't even know if I really want him. Now, if he's on the team, I'll have to root for him.
I do have to root for him. Like, I mean,
No. That is not how you reacted to the Heat getting Giannis. It is not.
Yeah, but it's a little different.
Why is it different?
The Heat were in a rut of not getting the guy. The Panthers literally get the guy all the time. And there's almost a part of me, all right, that almost wonders, is it a little gluttonous, you know? At some point, you got to do it with your guys.
Hold on.
It's a little.
What did you do when they signed Brady Tkachuk?
I was excited.
Dude, you can't have it both ways.
No. But
when you get all excited about something, you can't go.
It gets to a little
is
point.
This too much?
It's a little unbecoming.
No, it's not.
Especially kicking your guys out the door. It's just a little unbecoming. Like, if you told me that we got Brady Tkachuk, but we lost Anton Lindell, I'd be like, I don't know about that.
But they didn't.
I know. So we got to keep most of our guys. But now it comes down to, do I have to choose the new star goalie, the three-time Vezina winner, the gold medalist, or do I have my legend, Sergei Bobrovsky? And there comes a point when it's a little unbecoming.
So you're not you're questioning if Hellebuyck is any good.
I'm not questioning if Hellebuyck is good. But Hellebuyck, though he shined in the gold medal game, you know, unbelievable performance for him, especially against Canada. He has been known as a notorious.
Well, so was Bob until he wasn't.
Yes, but also
that's kind of how it works.
No, but like Hellebuyck, I would even say had more credentials than Bob did, even at this point in his career. Like, we're getting to the point, like, he's 33; he's not young. So it's not like he's a 24-year-old goalie who has improved it. Because even here's what I would say, Sergei Bobrovsky, the big reason why Sergei Bobrovsky got the bag that he did, Sergei Bobrovsky won a series against a Lightning team that broke the record in points and beat their ass in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have the playoff failures. He had some up and down inconsistency with the Panthers when he first got here, but that's not the same thing as where we would be, which is giving up a guy who has already proven it, though old, for a guy who, is maybe more in his prime, but still hasn't proven it.
Okay, and we've also said that goalies only need to make a couple of big plays. You'd actually need some defense in front of you, which you said when Bob was struggling here.
No.
Defense.
The defense was ridiculous because it didn't exist when it was
right,
Coach Quinville.
That's what I'm saying. Look at the defense in front of him now.
Yeah, but you can't deny that he's been the guy. Like, you're going to sit here and watch the last 3 years and act like he hasn't had big impact on the – like, you're dismissing what he's done.
That's not what I'm saying.
You're basically saying that anybody could do it.
No. But I'm saying you don't think what you think about Hellebuyck would be a little different in front of this defense versus what he's
played. Would you trade Barkov for Connor McDavid today?
No.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
I just asked you a question. Did I stutter?
Barkov is on the same level as McDavid, so if not better.
Now you're seeing my point.
No, but how old's Barkie?
31.
How old is Connor McDavid?
29.
Okay, they're the same age.
So?
That's a big difference.
Is it?
Than having a guy who's almost 40 and a guy who's in his early 30s.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. You're making an argument that
it's not. I just say it's soulless.
You would take a player in any sport, right, if their skill set is comparable. You would rather have the guy that's almost 40?
No, what I'm saying is it's a little soulless. Like, even if you could say today you're trading for Connor McDavid, but you had to give up Barkov. Barkov's your guy. Like, the Panthers have done this.
No, but they're the same age.
Okay, but that's not the point, though.
Yes.
If Barkov was 38, would you do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You would trade away your captain?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't kick him out the door like that.
You know what? These are the choices.
I couldn't kick him out the door like that.
These are the choices that general managers and organizations have to make.
But it's soulless.
But until you hoist up Lord Stanley, you're not gonna not celebrate because Bob's not in that?
I don't know. I don't think I would. Not the same way.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not going to feel the same.
Stop.
It's not going to feel the same.
Stop making up stuff.
I'm not making up stuff.
Okay. Look, we're all sitting here, right?
I actually think they'll be more with me than with you.
Huh?
They'll be more with me than you. Jennifer,
I would not give away Barkie.
Would you trade Sasha Barkov?
38-year-old?
No. If Sasha Barkov was 38 years old, and today I could tell you could trade him for Connor McDavid, would you do it?
No.
Okay. Right.
Why not, Jennifer?
That's my captain, man.
That's her captain.
And he showed his value when he was injured last season.
How
well did we do without him?
I understand that. I get all that. But the decisions that GMs have to make is, what can I do to keep this going?
But also, what has Connor McDavid proven?
Exactly. But,
besides having a fake trophy.
Yeah, like.
Thank you. That's my point. Okay. You have a guy who's proven it.
Okay. What do I know? I'm just saying.
Nobody's saying
like
that.
You. What That's do you think? That guy's not sitting in an office thinking the way you are. He's thinking, how can I keep winning Stanley Cups?
At some point, you're going to chase a dragon, and there's going to be nothing but smoke.
Has he been wrong yet?
Yeah, he's been wrong some things.
But that doesn't mean, just because he has a good track record, doesn't mean that it's going
to. It doesn't mean it's going to work, but it means that it's more likely to work.
But there's also a thing of, like, you want to celebrate the guys who brought you here. Like, you can sit here all you want and say, oh, you just always upgrade. But you also want to be in a spot where you do it with the guys you rooted for along the way, too, and especially the foundational pieces, which there's no doubt if you look back at this and you say, who are the foundational pieces, that Sergei Bobrovsky is one of those guys. And he's being kicked out the door over ageism.
It's not like that's sports. Mm. That's sports.
Here's the thing, and I think this may be a disconnect. You're on a business sense because you know the cold bloodedness of
it. That way,
you're on the cold set, but there's also the fan side of it, which is like you have more of a tie-in. Like, I don't know if I've felt as good for somebody winning a championship as Sergei Bobrovsky, knowing his journey with the Panthers and knowing all the ups and downs that there have been. That's part of what makes it magical. And you just got to kick him out the door for a shiny new toy.
See, I have been honest about this from the get-go and explained from the beginning why these things happen, right? It's because GMs and organizations think about how can we keep this going. They're not thinking of it the way you are. So his thought process and how he goes about it is different than yours. And that's where the disconnect is. I at least understand it being going through it. And so, yeah, there's been players that I loved and whatever and would love to have. It's like the D-Wade thing. Like, yeah, at some point they thought, like, oh, we got to try to keep this going. It didn't work, and D-Wade ended up coming back, right? Eventually. But, again, with the goalie thing and with how
but that's exactly what caught the part of that. This is the thing, though. Part of that's exactly what costed the Heat vastly in those years is because Pat Riley, blinded by trying to chase the next thing, he lost care of the thing that actually led him to the winning in Dwayne Wade in trying to chase down Kevin Durant.
Here, I'm not questioning that, but we have this conversation all the time. You talk about athletes at times based on what they have done. And organizations and GMs look at athletes based on what they can do. And that's two different things at times. Okay, what can this guy do for me in the next 2 years versus what he's done for 10 years? Like, that's the difference between a fan and a front office, is that they have to think about the next 2 years and you're remembering the past 10 years.
Yeah, but sometimes sometimes losing the past can cloud your future.
No, oh my God, what are you, Mr. Miyagi?
that's true, like, though.
No, I'm just
It's true. You all forget right, what brought you
right,
there.
All right.
But
okay.
There's like, a big part of
I can't.
Why you dismiss that?
Because I'm just, that's how organizations have to think. Like, you can, it's okay to reminisce. It's okay to feel good
obviously
about a play.
Obviously, it's not how they think. They've traded their last 7 first-round picks, so they obviously have been building in on guys who have been on the past and more proven.
Yes, based on what they can do in the future. When they start having questions about that, then that'll change. It's simple as that. That's the way they think. Like, he's not thinking about, look, they're all going to give out that same message. We felt it was time to move on. They'll come up with a reason. We thank Bob for his service and deuces. Like,
yeah, I think
that's the way sports is.
I understand, but there are guys who get to be in an organization for a while because they mean so much, and I do think it's a little cold. Like, they brought in
okay. It's cold.
Yeah, I know. I understand, but I don't like that.
But if you're a fan, you're a fan and you keep winning,
but the grass isn't always greener.
If you're a fan and you keep winning, do you have a problem?
Who's to say they will, though? You're bringing in a guy who hasn't proven it.
they have a better chance of figuring out how to win than we do.
Why?
That's their job.
You always have this thing that because they have the job, okay, that they're good. Now, he's been very good at his job.
Then that's my point.
He's been very good at his job.
So why?
Because it's looking at something that you're just assuming that you could just throw the Avengers together and it's always going to work.
Okay.
There is something to, hey, we've all done it together. We've gotten through it to the other side. We've been through the journey together. And you just keep adding guys and adding guys and adding guys. Eventually, some guy might be an overpaid mush.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It happens. Sometimes guys are fat cats and they can't come through, a la James Harden. And who's to say that Connor Hellebuyck is not hockey James Harden? He has been hockey James Harden. Except one run in the Olympics. Which, by the way, is not a series. It's a one-off.
Okay.
Just want to kick Bob out the door. Just like that.
But they're not kicking Bob out of the door. What do you say? He wants $14 million a year.
I would pay him $20 million, dude. And I would pay him whatever he pleases because he's Sergei Bobrovsky.
Can you be realistic?
Can you be realistic?
I'd pay him $20 million a year.
I'd pay him whatever he wants. He's the reason that I'm looked upon as a genius general manager. And you're kicking him out the door for Hellebuyck. Take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys can watch us on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM.
I'm trying to make it come closer.
Miami 104.3 WQAM. You got to put up the Zoom, dude.
I know. I'm just messing around. Your guy's camera does the sneak attack.
Oh, I think it's like...
That's that model, though. It's a different model. You want the magic zoom?
Yeah.
That'll make you feel better. It's only when I'm animated.
Oh, yeah. You're...
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm going to look at you anyway.
You look at me weird, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
Go ahead. Do you. I was waiting for you to talk.
All right.
There it is. I got it.
Pinch.
It's pinch. Like for a while. But okay, thank
you.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Magic.
That's so cool.
Guy says, I agree with the Bobby argument, though just play the soundbite at the last parade and that'll change. So...
I might have never won anything, but I always wanted to do this, so can you repeat what I say? Bobby.
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 That guy was hammered. I mean, he was hammered
for
Alexander
a whole week.
Barkov.
Remember they interviewed him and said, hey, do you? He goes, no.
Did that interview.
Leroy, minus one.
No, I'm talking about when they were outside the club interviewing each other.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, but we asked him about
that.
We were the ones who asked him that question.
We asked him about it. He said he was,
minus one.
Outside the club, they were asking him about a girl.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. What did they ask him about?
Tate McRae, wasn't it?
No, it was another, like, a model-looking girl, and he, like, tagged her by accident or, like, on purpose on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's a Hellcat, Alexander Barkov. He was at the World Cup yesterday. Who was he hanging out with? He was hanging out with one of the new Dolphins. I don't know any of the new Dolphins, though.
Let me see.
I didn't know who the guy was. He also followed Giannis. He's very excited.
He did.
Barky loves
basketball.
Barky loves basketball. I saw Serena Williams was also fired up. Somebody gave her the news that the Heat got Giannis, and she was like, what? I can go back to the games now. I guess Jakachonis wasn't drawing in Serena. Sorry, Kaz. What? Giannis has brought a different vibe, dude. I'm telling you. Everybody had a pep in their step-up draft night.
Of course.
Everybody is excited.
No, I've never seen Eric Spoelstra so happy.
He was very happy. I mean, that video of him talking to Ryan Conwell, He was delighted. He goes, now, do you think he's happy about that because he got Giannis or because he doesn't have to coach Khalil Ware anymore?
I think it's a little bit of both.
I wish we knew the real reason why.
He's like, he looks like a superhero. He goes, look at me. I'm a Giannis man.
Look at him.
He is peacocking right there, yeah. Dude.
It's been a while since we've seen Spo smiles like that.
That is
he spent the last 3 years in Playinville miserable.
Yeah, like, and he would grow, his hair was grown out, his beard was grown out. He was just miserable all the time. Look at him, clean shaven with a smile on his face.
He still looks like he's 40.
See all his teeth.
He's looked like he's 40 for the last 15 years.
Ages very well, dude.
Yeah.
Ages very well. He's like, he's so excited. He is like delighted right now. He goes, yeah, who we got here? We got the young kid. Because you know he's going to turn that kid into a demon. He goes, you guys see what I did with the people? I put these guys in that spot. He goes, don't worry, kid. We got you. We got you, Ryan Conwell. Welcome to the Miami Heat. He goes, hey, you're really happy, coach. He goes, I am happy. I am. He goes, are you eating a Euro right now? He goes, no.
No.
Wipes tzatziki sauce off his chin. Hey,
I got a little tub of tzatziki sauce in my refrigerator right now.
So good.
It's probably why Spo looks so refreshed. He's just bathed in tzatziki sauce right now. He's just delighted. He goes, ah, smooth. Feeling Greek today. Woohoo! Just goes into his house.
Gets up in the morning and says that.
Eric Spoelstra.
Feeling Greek today.
Eric Spoelstra got up today. He just starts smashing plates. Like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Opa! Cuckoo! Spopa!
Drinking, what is that stuff? Ouzo? Ouzo? Is it, what's that licorice liqueur? Ouzo.
I don't know.
Where you put the three beans in it? Might be an Italian thing.
Isn't
too.
That Sambuca?
Yeah, that's Sambuca.
Yes, Sambuca.
It smells like licorice, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
it's
it.
Not really.
I don't like
but
licorice.
That's like, you put three beans in it.
It's my dad's favorite drink.
It means something. If the beans sink or they float, it means like luck.
Let's talk to Tim. What's
yes,
going on?
Yes, Leroy is right, and it is Greek. Ouzo. It's ouzo.
Oh, I've never had that. Tim, what's going on, dude?
Allie Buck. Allie Buck.
Out of here, you
wow.
Not here to hear. This guy's been bothering me in my DMs for days about Hellebuck. Not only wants Hellebuck, but then is going to ask Bob to be the backup.
Ridiculous.
Imagine asking Dan Marino to be the backup. Crazy. Dan, would you sit here? Would you back up Malik Willis? No, I wouldn't, actually. What? Crazy. Menu says Spopa is crazy. Spopa! Spo, we got to clean this up on the hardwood, dude.
Oh, sorry.
What if he gets a glass clipboard? And so when Spo has a good play, he draws up for Greek Freak, and then he just goes, Spopox!
All about the bits, huh?
No. Oh, I'm all about the bits. Hey, can we ask him that at media day? Can I ask Spo?
I want you to.
You won't.
Oh, I will. So, I know.
How do you
I
do
will.
This, Jennifer? I'm going to be like this.
What? I'm like, Coach, what do you think about a glass clipboard, and then when it works, you smash it on the hardwood, and you say, Spopa!
I really don't think you'd do that.
I don't.
Why?
You will not do that.
I'll definitely do it.
You won't.
I definitely will.
You won't even tell Nico about your impression of his mother.
Oh, he knows about the impression. I'm just not going to do an impression of his mother in front of him. It's just not.
No, how do you know he knows?
How do you know he knows?
Because I know.
That's not a reason.
What is that?
That's how you answer.
People watch us.
That's how you answer stuff.
People watch us.
Because I know. I know, because I
know. You want to know? Because I know.
Hi, Nico. How are you doing?
Jovic, dude.
Is he playing in Euro?
He is.
Okay.
He's with Joker.
Trade him to Denver. Mm. Who could we get from Denver?
Who could we get from Denver? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's, let's see who they want me to put up the NBA trade machine.
Now you're just playing.
It won't go.
Look at the melon on that girl. Like, you bring it up.
You wish, okay?
Huh?
You wish.
It is quite Barry Bonds lately.
I have a pretty small head.
What?
It's proportionate to my body.
Who told you that?
Myself.
Okay.
You're a step away from being in the Marlins bobblehead museum.
Oh my God. On the camera, right? Because not in real life.
Or being on a Macy's Day Parade with just the big balloon
please.
Head.
Let's see. Cam Johnson makes 23. I don't know. Jonas Valanciunas. I don't know if it, well, let me see if it works. Cam, because you know what? I don't know if this is updated with the Giannis thing, so it's a little hard to make the trade machine accurate. So you could do that straight up, but again, I don't know what the real ramifications are of that with having everybody there, but you could do that. Cam Johnson.
He's a good shooter.
He's a good shooter. Would they do that for Nico? I don't know. I mean, you would need an endorsement from Joker. Fins Up says that, Tobin, just don't make Giannis angry with a comment. I don't make anybody angry, dude. Giannis seems like he loves the bits.
Yeah, Giannis seems like he's a good time.
He seems like he's for the bits. I think he'll enjoy it. You know, always wanted him. That took a break, huh? Tobin. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come. Limu, Emu.
And Doug.